Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lots of college football games going on right now this weekend. Joining us right now from The Athletic, good friend of the program, Ralph Russo. What's going on, Ralph?
Rob, good to talk to you. Been a while.
Absolutely, it has, man. It has. Like you didn't see this one coming. Alabama last week against Georgia. Alabama, good history recently against them. They right the ship back in the top 10. And this week, they're facing an undefeated Vanderbilt team who's ranked number 16. Who knew this would be possibly the SEC game of the week?
Here's the deal, Rob. Vanderbilt has not won, because they beat them last year, beat Alabama last year, have not won two in a row against Alabama in almost 70 years.
Wow.
1955 and 1956 is the last time Vandy beat Alabama two in a row. Can they do it again this week with Diego Pavia? You know, Bama does look like it's got its groove back after beating Georgia. Ty Simpson in the passing game has been terrific. Two things I look out for, and I think you give Vandy a puncher's chance, more than a puncher's chance, because this team might be better than last year's team. This Vanderbilt team, Alabama is still struggling to stop the run. Georgia beat them, ran for about 260 yards, especially when you get the quarterback in the running game,
yeah,
which Pavia does. They do a lot of option type stuff there. So I look out for that. I think Vanderbilt can hang with these guys. You know, again, I'd be a little surprised if they beat them in Tuscaloosa. But hell, they did it last year, and you know, Pavia is a guy who is bold, and Vanderbilt is definitely not a scared team. I'll put it that way.
Hey, Ralph, I'm going to ask about Florida State. Were they looking ahead to Miami and in that loss to Virginia, or are they just not deserving of the number 8 ranking they had?
You know, probably a little bit of both. We hadn't seen them play a real team since the Bama game to start the season. Their offense moved the ball great. I think they got exposed a little bit. Even in the Alabama game, they didn't play great defense. They sort of hung around. They forced some turnovers. They got some stops on downs. I think they're a little thin on the defensive line. They rely on a couple of freshmen up there. So that's a little concerning. I think they're still good. I think the Seminoles will contend in the ACC. But with Miami coming to town this weekend, I'll put it this way. Miami may have the best offensive line in college football. So that doesn't seem like a great matchup, but I think you'll get a lot better Florida State this week. Again, they moved the ball last week against Virginia. They had a couple of terrible turnovers and, again, a couple of, like, you know, red zone situations where they didn't cash in. So I have a lot of confidence in Florida State's offense. It's just the defense, I think, got exposed by Virginia.
Is this one of the weirder years for the Heisman? I mean, at least how it started off. I mean, everybody was all over Arch Manning and then totally dismissed him after one game. We've seen some of the guys up top get hurt. Transfers now, Mendoza and Indiana, where the hell did that come from? Like, do you think this is going to be an extremely weird year for the Heisman?
It does feel that way. It does feel that way. Now, we also are coming off a year where, you know, a two-way player won it and a running back from Boise State finished second. So last year was a little bit odd as well. Though I think a lot of people saw Hunter as a possibility doing that last year because he was such a unique player. But you're right. All the preseason guys. Here's what I would say, though. It's definitely a weird feel. It is also only October, first, mm-hmm. or October 2nd, whatever today's date is. I think that some of the guys that we thought of as hyped still have plenty of time to get back in it because none of the nobody else has emerged as a really strong favorite, right? Like, we do a Heisman poll at The Athletic, and I had Reuben Bain as the defensive end from Miami as the number one guy, partially for fun because it's so early, and he has been terrific. But I think that sort of goes to show, it's still wide open enough that, I don't know, maybe Arch or maybe Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State, there's enough big games still to be played that some of the hyped guys could get back into this race.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ralph Russo joins us from The Athletic. Ralph, speaking of hype and getting back into the race, Notre Dame, 2-2 on the year. You look at their schedule, Boise State, NC State, USC, Boston College, Navy. Is there enough power on their schedule to make them viable contenders for a playoff spot at the end of the season?
So I think so. Now, again, it's one of these arguments that I think people get very passionate about because it's Notre Dame, and people tend to be very, very pro or con on Notre Dame, right? There's not a lot of gray area with Notre Dame. I also would hesitate with this. It's just really hard to know not just what their 10-2 looks like if they were to run the table. I would also say this. I know the defense played better last week against Arkansas, but they overwhelmed Arkansas so much on offense that I think it hid the defense a little bit. They weren't all buttoned up defensively. So I think they still have some defensive issues to make this conversation moot, because I think USC, they're still not vintage Pete Carroll Trojans under Lincoln Riley, but that offense can go. So I still think that Notre Dame is still not out of the woods at taking another L, even though their schedule is accommodating the rest of the way. And if they do run the table, it's just so hard to know what they might be compared to, right? Does the SEC completely cannibalize itself and have a bunch of 3-4 lost teams? Some of those SEC schedules are good enough that, hey, if Oklahoma gets to 9-3, that might be a deserving playoff team. So it's just really hard to know what the conversation looks like at the end of the year and what you're comparing Notre Dame to. But in a vacuum, yes, if Notre Dame wins the rest of its games, I think they are a very viable playoff team.
But to be fair to USC and Lincoln Riley, they spent more money when Pete Carroll was there than when Lincoln Riley.
Pete Carroll. Why are you always going after Pete Carroll, man? Pete Carroll had to go through the back door with the money. Lincoln Riley goes through the front.
Reggie Bush lost his damn Heisman, man.
Talk about a strike.
Not even in the conversation.
Anyway, Ralph, I had we make predictions last week. I picked Ole Miss to beat LSU. I also picked them to win the SEC this year, and a lot of people were like, "What? What do you think about that as a prediction?" Because you don't ordinarily see them like this.
So this is what last year Ole Miss had this, and they tend to use the portal a lot. Last year they sort of had a portal all-star team. And I thought that the Ole Miss team that they put together last year was not only good enough to get in the playoffs, but also to win playoff games. We were loaded on the defensive line. And I bring all that up to say, and they didn't necessarily deserve to get in. They lost some bad games. They lost to Kentucky, which was the worst team in the SEC, or second worst team in the SEC. Like, they didn't take care of their business in a way that made them deserving of a playoff team. I say that because it's just, I find it a little weird, right? Like, I think they were much better last year as a complete team, especially on defense. With Jackson Dart at quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss has been a revelation coming out of Division II. The offense is still super explosive. Very few coaches do offense as well as Lane Kiffin. I was kidding around on Twitter last week when they sealed that game with a fourth down. If you had to pick a coach to call a play on fourth and short with your life depending on it, if they make it, you live, and if they don't make it, you die. Lane Kiffin would be on my short list of coaches I want calling that play in college football. The guy is just, he's a really good, creative, interesting offensive coach. I say all that to say that they are much better than I thought they would be this year. I still have some concerns about them defensively. But it would feel like we're all old guys, right? This would, them being better this year than they were last year would almost feel a little bit like T. Martin winning the national championship the year after Peyton Manning left of Tennessee, right? Like the Manning team was the great team, but now this team might, the T. Martin team won the championship. Last year's team was better, but maybe this year's team catches a few breaks, has a little better mojo, and ends up being the Ole Miss team that wins the SEC, I think, for the first time since, I don't know, the early 60s, I believe, was the last time.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ralph. Not only did Peyton Manning not win the Heisman, but he didn't even win the national championship either. That's a great point.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. So that was going through my mind yesterday with Ole Miss. I said, I think that last year's team was better, but this year's team maybe could exceed those expectations and get them into the playoffs.
Tell us all about your work at The Athletic.
Hey, man, it's been an interesting ride. I don't know. I mean, you know this. Your listeners probably don't remember, but I was at the Associated Press for a real long time, about 30 years. I am doing the same job, just covering college football nationally at The Athletic, and it's been great personally and professionally. I'm so glad for the opportunities I had at the AP and for the opportunity I have now. Again, just covering big picture college football. Was at Penn State, Oregon this past weekend, which was an amazing game, and Penn State still plugging away, trying to win those big games. And again, it's been, there's certainly a whole lot going on in college football the field too. I find myself covering a lot of what's going on in Washington and what's going on in the boardrooms and what's next with the college football playoff has been a big part of my my job with The Athletic.
And it's funny, Ralph spent 10 of his 30 years at the AP scratching his head at my votes. So it was good.
No, the funny thing, Rob, is now I'm a voter. It's crazy. Remember, when you work at the AP, you don't vote.
Right.
So when I left, they asked me if I wanted to vote. It feels a little weird being on the other side of the fence. But I think this is the harder part of the job. And trust me, Rob, of all the voters, you were, I don't want to say the least of my problems. I don't want to say that. But you definitely weren't my biggest problem.
Ralph, thanks a lot, man. We look forward to talking to you again.
Always great talking to you guys. See you. Real soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.